It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast all around the world. We greatly appreciate you. Make sure you check out our website at CannabisTalk101.com as we're the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And feel free to give us a call and say hello. Or you could just call to say I love you. Either one. 100-420-1980. How many people are out there singing that song in their head? I just called to say I love you. 1-800-420-1980. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Make sure you check out our Instagram pages for daily news, learn the script, and so much more. At Cannabis Talk 101, basically on all social media, at Pot underscore Brothers underscore at underscore Law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at One Christopher Wright. I am at Joe Grande 52. And our guest is an extraordinary woman. And you can find her on Instagram at Nadia underscore DeCordia, which is N-A-D-I-A underscore D-E-C-O-R-D-I-A. That's D-E-C. O-R-D-I. There's no A at the end. I don't know why I said A, but I think I was It just fucking came out. Nadia, thank you for coming on the show with us. Nadia is our Medical Monday Clubhouse host. And Nadia DeCordi, the MBA, which stands for, Nadia?
Master's in Business Administration.
So, right. You know, you guys may have heard the previous podcast with Ali Muffins, and Ali hosts is all those other wonderful days. Once again, the Medical Mondays with Nadia and Ali, then Tuesdays and this and that. And of course, all that being said, you know, what Ali didn't tell you is the brains behind all those shows was right here. This was Nadia. So I got you guys the show before this one was the Hype Man. This woman right here is the brains behind it all. So everything you just heard on the previous show, it basically stems from Nadia's work of laying it all down. Allie's the monkey that's in the cage that does the song and dance for her.
Oh God, no, I wouldn't say that. It's always been a collaborative effort. Ali Muffins has always discussed how community is important, and he showed his strategies of community building, and I help by making it more sustainable, by making sure that the platform, the messages that are being communicated are
delivered properly.
Thank you. Delivered properly.
No problem. Yes. A little bit about Nadia. She's an experienced global executive with a demonstrated history of working in the IT industry, skilled in business development, IT innovation, operation, project management, research design, conflict resolution, and market research. And she's been working with us for several months now, done a lot of volunteer experience, all this other great stuff. I'm trying to find out on LinkedIn where you went to college at. Is it in Michigan? Is it where?
I went to Michigan State University, where I got my bachelor's in philosophy with concentrations in chemistry and sociology. I also had like a at Wayne State University. And I also studied a little bit of software engineering at University of Michigan, just a little bit. And while I was studying software engineering, I was doing an online specialization in project management at UCLA. Because at that point, I was thinking about becoming a software engineer, and the best way to be the best type of software engineer, or really a part of any team or system, is to understand how the team works and how you can inject value. But you have to know the system first in order to inject that value. So I studied project management, and while I was studying, after I finished my specialization and while I was studying software engineering, I gained an internship at a then startup, where I became a software engineer and a business analyst, and then quickly went up the ladder and became a project manager as a few clients were asking me to be their PM. And After that, I became their director of project management and became their COO. And while I was COO,
and this was at Logic Drop?
Yes, this was at Logic Drop. It's a great company, very cutting edge, and the leaders, both co-founders, are pretty brilliant at what they do, and I'm grateful for.
And then where did you go from there? Because when I met you, Nadia, we met in Houston, Texas, is where we physically met. We've had many a Zoom meetings, but then we finally get a chance to slap hands and hang out. You're a lot shorter in real life, which was awesome.
Barely 5'3".
Beautiful online and beautiful in person, inside and out, all the good stuff. But I just like to bust her balls because I love her. Now we're buddies. But yeah. you also shared, you went from Logic Tech to doing more work as well, I think with a tech strategy consultant and doing other things like that. Please walk us through what else you did.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My connection just went out.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I said, please walk me through what you did after Logic Tech, or Logic Drop, excuse me, because I just found it so interesting as you were sharing with me when we were outside and I was smoking and you were smoking. And I just love the story that you told me. So walk the audience so that they could hear your extremely intelligent background with your MBA, which is impressive. And I don't say this lightly.
Thank you. Well, while I was COO, I did not have my MBA yet. I just had my bachelor's degree and a specialization, and I was trying to catch up, trying to study to be effective, to be that effective COO that Logic Drop needed. However, I needed help. So I found IE University, actually, like one of the top universities in the world in Spain. And I found their global executive MBA program, where I found that I didn't have to choose between working or exploring the world and learning. And I could just have it right there. So IE University, through there, I was able to travel the world. I went to Spain. I met, I think about 29 other global executives, and we went to other top universities across the world to not only partner with them and gain specializations and certifications from them all, but also to gain a global perspective of how businesses made and how to be that supportive global executive, not just be an executive in the U.S.
The whole framework, all the
technicalities
and everything that's needed to run a big company.
Everything. And not only that, because leadership itself changes so rapidly, because as research moves and as developments in technology and science grows and society grows, as you know, leadership changes too. And what effectiveness means, what solutions were once effective and accurate, are no longer that. So we need to be that kind of agile leader, to be that flexible leader. And thankfully, going through IE's Global Executive MBA program, meeting other executives, and actually a lot of times having those heart-to-hearts with people that you feel like they're hitting the same growth pains that you were, has been incredibly invaluable. And even though I haven't seen most of them in person in about 2 years, it feels like 10, 15 years. Like they're like another family to me. And that includes the faculty, the professors that taught me, because right as I was traveling the world, the faculty were traveling with us too. So we were getting insights in a lot of great countries. And I got to do one of my biggest dreams, travel the world and learn, you know, and it was an awesome experience.
So IE Business School did all that for you. That's so dope that you did that. So then how did that lead you with the experience that you got from Logic Drop and then getting all those experiences? Where do you feel like that took you to next that helped you out when exploring different jobs? Because now you're on an advisory board member as well. Now you're doing all these big advisory board member this for this company, for that company. Like, you do all these big crazy things now, and you're just such a young woman that it's pretty impressive. When we come back, we're going to hear her answer. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue Joe Grande and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law. Thank you guys for listening to the show. If you're looking for high quality seeds, you guys, head to rocketseeds.com or on Instagram at rocket_seeds for trusted cannabis seeds. Rocket Seeds is a trusted source for thousands of quality seeds at a fair price. Head to rocketseeds.com. Now, before we broke right there, we were talking to Nadia, who of course hosts our beautiful Medical Monday Clubhouse rooms with the host Nadia DeCourty with the MBA. And you're mentioning how you got a chance to go and study abroad with your master's degree, Global Executive MBA from IE Business School, and meeting all these people. I'm just wondering, what do you feel like that did for you to allow you from getting that experience from Logic Drop to then going and getting that MBA with that experience? What do you feel like that's done for you?
Actually, it's helped me become who I am. This sounds so corny, because literally it did do that. It helps me become who I am, but it also helped me understand and love who I am. And I used to think that curiosity, the amount of curiosity that I have, and sometimes my the whole thing of like, why not? That question of why not keeps coming into my head. Like, why not? Why can't I do that? Why is there red tape there? Or that kind of question, I'm a lot more comfortable with that. If that makes any sense.
No, it does. And one thing that got brought up to me before we started doing this, which is you basically been in the green closet except for doing Medical Mondays on Clubhouse. Like, you haven't really gotten out to the world that you are out of the green closet. And a cannabis connoisseur, a businesswoman who's an advisory board member with Quality MD, with Virtual Analytics Inc., and with her MBA, and working as a director strategy operator for different other companies. You're just this major woman who does major work with companies, but are quote unquote in the green closet. And before this interview, folks, it's funny. She goes, "Oh shit, Joe." Because we're folks, so she cusses at me and just talks to me like a normal fucking person, not this overly TV fucking woman. Just talks to me just like a trash mouth Detroit hooker.
Lyle, this is how I always talk, you guys. He's lying.
Exactly.
I'm a lady.
So she goes hard with me, which I love before. And before the show, she's like, "Oh shit, Joe, I haven't fucking come out of that. I mean, nobody knows. I haven't. I go, "Well, today's your day, Nadia." She goes, "Look at this new pin I just got from Curaleaf that I'm puffing on right now." So, welcome out of the green closets.
Thank you so much, Joe Grande.
Nadia DeCourty, who has not been officially greeted into the... It's funny because you've been out with us and, you know, you've been on show sets with us. You haven't been interviewed yet on, but we've talked about you. I thank you on a daily basis on the show that you hear me say Nadia.
Yes,
but it does not say, you know, Nadia DeCourty, MBA. If you find her on LinkedIn and you know what company she's representing and working with and a board member on,
you can see these things. She's also smoking the kush.
That being said, now that you say that and feel that, and you've already said this to me, does it feel good to literally let this out of that green closet? How does that feel for you?
Feel right. It feels right because, like I told Mark from the Pop Brothers at Law, when I was on Clubhouse and when I first heard him speak on Clubhouse, he's famous, okay? But I've been under the rock, like educational rock and IT and all that kind of stuff. And I'm new to the cannabis space when it comes to, celebrities and all the glitz and glam. But I heard Mark from the Pop Brothers at Law on Clubhouse, and he was talking about the importance of normalization of cannabis and what he does on a daily basis to help normalize cannabis. And as he was speaking so eloquently, I clicked on his profile. I saw that he's a great lawyer. He's done historic work, and he's right out there talking about cannabis use and smoking it right in front of everyone, being effective leader that I hope to one day show myself as being. But at the same time, I'm so scared. I was so scared about, okay, yeah, he was able to do that because he's a lawyer for in the cannabis industry. But at that point, I was a leader within only the IT industry. So I was thinking, well, what does the IT industry think? And would they still be comfortable with a leader that medicates with cannabis, even knowing that I am a medical patient? I have chronic migraines. I take them for chronic migraines, and yes, sometimes recreationally. But that is the fact that I even felt that kind of guilt. It's heartbreaking because there are people, I mean, I actually needed it. I mean, a lot of people need it. And even if they don't need it, they shouldn't feel that kind of shame. And I'm saying that, and then at the same time, still actively being in the green closet. So even
you're no longer actively in the green closet no more, yeah, my baby girl.
Thank you. Well, it makes me feel less like a hypocrite. Let's just put it that way. Not that other people that are in the closet are not great.
No, but there's a lot of people that are afraid of it, right? Like even myself with the, you know, I've been in the program and sober and I use these rubs and creams and all this. And, you know, for those, like, to relate to that scenario of what you're saying, Nadia, like, those who have been in NA, like myself, it's really taboo to even think you're using any type of product, right? And I had to struggle with looking at the anecdotal evidence, looking at this going, no, man, I have bad hips. I have bad arthritis. I have to have an ankle surgery. I don't think I told you this one, but I have to have ankle surgery in January, right?
Because
I have torn ligaments in my ankle.
Oh, my God.
And I've been limping. Every time you probably see me limping when you met me out there, you just thought I had a pimp limp, but I have torn ligaments in my ankle.
Yeah, you did tell me. You did tell me about your limp. Yeah, I did see your limp.
Yeah, I always have a limp, but it's like, and then I finally went and got an MRI. That being said, I use a lot of cannabis products for that. I mean, those who know, and I say this all the time, I don't sit there and smoke joints. But somebody just gave me a full spectrum pin that when my pain gets so severe, I'm trying to take this in and take that in. And I'm using these products, the Cali FX products and all these other things that just really help. So my point is, I get that feeling of fear of like, what is the IT world going to think? Hence, what is my AA world going to think? What is my NA world going to think? You know, you got to get to a point where you say, fuck, especially when it comes to like, I look at this product like it's medicine. And it really is. And for you to deal with anxiety and deal with things, whatever you're dealing with, Nadia, it's great. And then, you know, you can talk about it on your medical Mondays on Clubhouse. You could talk about it right here on the show, and you could talk about it with people that find you. Feel free to look her up on LinkedIn at Nadia DeCordi, which is DeHKordi with the MBA. Or once again, you could find her on Instagram at Nadia DeCordi, which is NADIA_DECORDI. She is a professional woman that has literally just come out of the closet with her MBA saying, hey, this is normal. You're normalizing it. And you saying the story about Mark Wasserman, you're not the first to say this. People have said this about him. I literally was just talking to my buddy who's going to be on the show very soon. He's one of the big lawyers at Steezy. He's in-house, right? And ironic that we know these same people that we kick it for holiday parties, this party, that party, like, and our kids play soccer against each other and sports against each other. So it's just real weird that, and prior to, like, when I say prior, like 2-3 years ago, Joe, you need to meet John. John works in the cannabis industry. He's a lawyer. Okay, cool. Joe, you got to meet John. And then we finally fucking about, hey, Joe, John, who you work for? Steezy Mall. Steezy? Like, oh, you just happen to be the in-house fucking head of counsel for, jeez, nothing like dropping a name like it's hot. And the point is, just 2 weeks ago, we were hanging out. And he wants to come on the show. And then I asked him, would you smoke with Mark? He goes, what do you mean? I'm all about normalizing this. I mean, I work at Steezy. My company's not going to trip. Mm-hmm. He goes, I smoke weed anywhere and everywhere. It should be normalized. And I'm like, that's the fucking right attitude. We need to have more guys like that. We need to have more people like you, Nadia, that just expose yourself.
Thanks to you. You exposed me. But I'm grateful.
DJ Nadia is out, folks.
Yeah.
Which is great. And I call her DJ Nadia because every time she's on our Zoom with me or us as a company. She's always has her big old headphones on and looks like a DJ to me. So
yeah,
they're huge. I just wish you were wearing yours to match, but
that's- yeah, I have my headphones on or my just speakers working. So that all being said though, Nadia, how did you get to hosting Medical Mondays in Clubhouse? Because I don't even know this story. As you do community outreach for us, with yeah. us, you do things with our company all the time. We work together. I don't know how it came about though, as I'm just one of the hosts that said, hey, blah, blah, blah. And before you know it, I'm like hearing about Allie and Nadia. And it was never one or the other. It was always Allie and Nadia, to the point, Nadia, I have your fucking number in my phone and I'm going to show you.
As
you
can
see, it says Nadia Allie.
Oh no, it should just be Nadia. Respect
because how I met you though is Allie and yeah, Nadia. Then
this
Allie,
is the Nadia from Allie.
I have Allie and Nadia. Well, and then the personal story, which was I didn't want to call you or like talking to you because or saying your name, because that was my ex-wife's name.
That's like, true. That was the funny. Yeah. See, that's why you have to, I get it. That's why you have to categorize it.
I had to categorize it because I'm not going to look in there and see Nadia Lopez and be like, oh, that, I'm not calling her. Nadia Allie. Oh, I like Nadia Allie. I didn't even have the Decordia yet. And I had to go to your IG and your LinkedIn to be like, what's your last name again? Oh, it's Decordia.
Oh my God. Right. I'm pretty sure Nadia Allie is actually
an artist. That's an actual singer. From the 2000s.
I don't know. So my point is, how did you come about to get hooked up with us? How did this come about?
Actually, it feels like it happened pretty quickly. I got onto Clubhouse thanks to one of my closest friends, Elizabeth Rice, who's also a director of sales in Cureleaf and Select. And I got on there on the mission. I created a club called Mindful Execs, and I was on a mission to help with the burnout issue that we have in the IT industry. And listening to the cannabis rooms, I noticed that the cannabis industry was having similar issues that the IT industry was having at its start, in the sense that people were getting burned out pretty quickly. I can go into further detail, but that wasn't your question. So in one of those rooms, Allie actually popped into one of them and talked to me about starting up his business and, or not starting up his business. Sorry. Pause. I forgot. It's really weird because it's been a long time.
You met Allie on Clubhouse talking to him about the cannabis industry. He was talking about the cannabis.
Yes. And
Allie had like a grow. Or he had, he's basically doing things in Canada. So he was probably talking about all that.
Yes, he was talking about all that. And he was talking about making Clubhouse, making Clubhouse rooms, having these discussions and stuff like that. And then we met on Zoom and we discussed further, like, okay, this is, these are the things that I'm doing on Clubhouse. These are my goals on Clubhouse. What are your goals? And then later on, we collaborated more, we thought, okay, what are the best ways to support the community? We can start with things like Medical Monday, Terpy Tuesday, Wisdom Wednesday, and then have a panel of professionals that could answer questions to the community members, because a lot of the community members that were on Clubhouse in the beginning, they were so isolated, not only because of the pandemic itself, but because of their own work as growers or because of issues of lack of normalization, like myself. So we started building those rooms together, and every time we had a room, we would have like an hour or two of very active conversations of what happened, how do we help some of the people who came out and said, hey, I need help on this, like how do we build a strategy to help them, how do we support them, and how do we make it so every time we have a room that we can create some positive change or have some positive message or have some positive effect, so that was positive effect in supporting the community itself. So
And then did you guys meet up with Blue on Clubhouse, or did he only meet up with Blue at first? Because I remember Blue starting to talk with him, and then you guys started talking.
And then he pulled me. Yeah. I think Blue and Ellie met first, and then I met Blue on a Zoom call with a bunch of other industry leaders that are within Clubhouse. And they were discussing like, oh, how do we make programming more effective? How do we organize each other?
I think I was on that Zoom call because I remember being at a football practice and I remember hearing something like this, of a call like this. I remember being a president. He was like, Joe, you got to get on this call. We're going to start these, you know, rooms in Clubhouse. I'm like, what the hell is Clubhouse?
You're
part of it, Joe, because we're going to have these people represent us and you need to know what's going on. And I'm like, all right, let me see. And then I'm like, oh, and then I remember hearing a meeting like this. I don't know if you remember me being a part. Maybe it wasn't the same meeting or whatever, but what you described, I remember being a part of and being like, wow, these people sound awesome. Like,
it was fun.
It was you, him, and a couple other women, another guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, these people are all going hard. And I think like these other people are still doing some stuff, but like you and Allie really took that leadership of Clubhouse and like really ran with it.
Yeah, it was because it's been a difficult process. I'm not going to say it was all fun. There's been a lot of learning curves and a lot of like systems we had to put in place to prevent like accidental people coming in and taking up time, everyone's time, and giving false information or giving information accidentally that'll hurt someone. So making sure having that structure set so we have those people there, the professionals or the specialists that know what they're talking about, has helped a great deal, because they're the ones who can be like, nope, that's wrong, this is why, and read this study, you know. So that's been it's been great, but it's also been a lot of fun too, because
and you do the Medical Mondays. Why Medical Monday for you? Where does that love come from?
Well, personally, as being a medical patient, that's one, because I have chronic migraines, and being there and listening to an actual doctor, a medical doctor, talk about the benefits of medical use, or even recreational use or adult use of cannabis, has helped me personally a great deal. And I hope that too helps other people in my kind of like position of, you know, closet, outside of closet. And on top of that, I think this kind of information should be out there. Should be like, if a lay person comes and asks a medical question, a real doctor should be answering it, not Google, you know. And specialists in cannabis.
Like, okay, yeah. I don't have my doctorate, but my good old MBA Dr. does not Perry. Stand for doctor.
No, but it's I guess my background gives me enough to know how to support others.
Well, no, and it gives you enough knowledge to where you're smart enough to work around. And you did work in the emergency room as a volunteer at St. John's Mercy Medical Center from 2007 to 2010. So, or 2010. I mean, I see, I recognize you. I see.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Yeah, I did work. I worked in the emergency for when I was in high school. And back then I was gung-ho about becoming a medical doctor. I wanted to save lives.
And you were in the pharmacy industry as well, right?
Oh yeah, because it's a funny story. Growing up, I wanted to be a doctor. And going into high school, I was like, surgeon. I want to be there and physically get into someone, take that problem out and solve it. Like that idea of, and then immediately enacting change, you know? That's what got me into that, and saving lives. But learning more about it, going into the emergency room, working there, and then being in denial all of my bachelor's degree about maybe seeing death and dying is not something that I can handle as well as other doctors could. Maybe that's not some life I want, and maybe I need to rethink my things. I thought, okay, why not pharmacy? Because I love studying that stuff. So I volunteered at a at a pharmacy for a little bit at Henry Ford Hospital, which was great, but it wasn't what I wanted. I wanted the more like Dr. House kind of thing where you're sitting there, people are telling you what their problems are, they give you the facts, and you're asking, okay, what is this, this, and this? And then you sit there, you deliberate like a good philosopher, and you find a solution. And that route didn't help me. And becoming a doctor, like a normal MD, like as a, not whatever, you know what I mean? Not normal.
Right.
But that's not, it didn't bring me that. So I, after my bachelor's, I decided software engineering, I can enact that kind of change. I can delete and remove. And at the same time, I'm always going to be a student. And I can call myself a philosopher because I'll always be studying. But I got work at Logic Drop, and I went with the flow, and I kept asking myself, why not? Why shouldn't I take the lead in this project? Why shouldn't I take over all of the projects? Why right. shouldn't I be COO? Why shouldn't I get into that global executive MBA? I mean, someone else has done it. Why am I not working? So I... Yeah, what was the question?
Oh, you went off. You're doing it. I said you got into the pharmacy industry, you talked and you rambled, and I loved it. It's Cannabis Talk 101 right here with our host of Medical Mondays on Clubhouse, Nadia DeCourty, with her MBA. We're going to come back with the high five and some more. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Take a hit, get lit, sit back and relax. It's Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law. We thank you guys all for listening to the show all around the world. And I want to thank our team for helping us out and do so much for us. Starting off with Jan, Erica, Daniel, Cal, Irtazar, Christian, Denny, Kevin, Andrew, Zach, Cash, Cam, Solar, Nadia, and Allie. And Nadia's on with us right now. Gabrielle, Trayvon, Pitt, Chris Franchino, Jennifer, and Elvis. That's the team that makes it happen, Captain. And as it's so close to the holidays, I want to just wish everybody a very Merry Christmas out there, wherever you're listening to us around the world. It is a good December as we're recording this right now. And we're talking to Nadia, who hosts our Medical Mondays on Clubhouse. Nadia DeCourty, MBA. And Nadia, you said so many great things. And thank you for coming out of the green closet and explaining this. You hold such a heavy professional job and load as advisors on many boards. But you mentioned something that you just threw across out there, Cureleaf, a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Looks at Cureleaf. And I just randomly heard, I wrote that down because somebody else just brought this up to me the other day going, oh, Nadia's friend works for Cureleaf as well. Are they out of Detroit? And how do you know this friend? And how do you have such a friend in the cannabis industry with such a big company? How did that, what's that relationship?
Elizabeth Rice, first of all, she's a badass, also executive. She's, like I said, director of Cureleaf. I met her through the IE executive program, the global executive program. Yeah, I met her and we clicked immediately. We hung out quite a bit and we traveled the world together. And, oh, I'll tell you later, but I got to experience California cannabis through her for the first time. So
have you ever been to California? Yeah.
Yes. I used to go there quite a bit before the pandemic, at least like a few times a year.
So when you experienced that with Elizabeth, was that in California or the D?
Yes. It was in California. Oh, yeah.
Well, share the story. What happened? That sounds so cool. What do you mean? Tell it to me later. Can you share it on the air or you're being all secretive? Hold on. Well, is this Allie Jr. over here?
No, it's not. It's not Allie Jr.
If you can't share it, you can't share it. I get it. But
no, I'm going to share it. It was a great experience. Because before that in Michigan, I don't think it was legal in Michigan. So I didn't have access. And when I went to California, Elizabeth was telling me, yeah, the dispensaries are here. I can get some cannabis for us to use. And I said, okay, great. But I was still nervous because I hadn't tried legal cannabis before. So when I got it, it was amazing. I couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't stop laughing. And there was a point where I was talking to one of my friends, Suzanne, and I was talking to her for a good 10 minutes. Good 10 minutes. And then she looks at me and goes like, were you talking to me? I was like, yeah, I was doing heart, Suzanne. This was a heart to heart. And what did you think? I was looking at the painting because there was just a painting behind me. Whatever. It's okay. I love Elizabeth. Right. Yeah. Poor Nadia. But I do babble sometimes, so I guess.
Oh, I love when you do. You did it to me, and I remember falling asleep, and it was outside, and it was freezing.
Hey, it's effective for something.
Oh, I want to remind everybody out there about the Bud Tenders Award created by G4 Live with a vision to be the most ambitious and essential cannabis event ever. This show is designed for people that want to take their business to the next level. Join us in Las Vegas, May 11th through the 14th, 2022 at the all new Resort World. Snoop Dogg and Travis Barker will be performing live together for the first time. If you don't go, you don't grow. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't go, Nadia, you're not going to live.
Going. Please don't kill me. I'm coming.
It's like, you better be there. I can't wait.
I can't. Yeah, I'm definitely coming. I can't believe you guys hung out with Elizabeth without me. You guys actually, I know Chris actually met Elizabeth Rice without me at one of those events last week.
Yeah, and not only that, then I think it was Chris that just mentioned to me, oh yeah, I just got done off the phone with Elizabeth and Curly, blah, blah, blah. We had a great conversation. And I go, oh, that's great, blah, blah, blah. Oh, her and Nadia went to college together, did some stuff. I'm like, how random is that?
I know, right?
I'm like, are Nadia? Life. Like, yeah. I'm like, it was this big wig over there at Cureleaf. That's awesome. Just never know in life who does what, right? I mean, yeah. If you do the right thing sometimes and you roam around in some good circles and you go out and get your MBA, you never know, thinking you're getting your MBA, who is going to get into cannabis? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Random and funny. That being said, it's my favorite time of the show and so many others out there, Nadia, that we get to do the high five with you. High five with our Medical Monday Clubhouse host, Nadia DeCourty, MBA. Question number one. How old were you the first time you smoked cannabis and where'd you get it from?
22 and a group of friends in East Lansing.
Where at?
Oh, somewhere very legal and
it wouldn't matter if it's illegal. Jeez, you know, your first
East
time.
Lansing. It was on campus in Michigan State.
Oh, so college was the first time, huh?
Yeah, undergrad. Yep.
And just some buddies brought it, and was it just a party or was it what was it?
Well, I did what I usually did in my last semester of Michigan State. I played Mortal Kombat. So I would smoke and then I'd play Mortal Kombat. I was like, no, migraines here. Just gonna squash people.
Play squash away. People. Play away. That's why you have those headphones on. Are those your video gaming headphones?
Actually, I think that's why I bought them. I thought video gaming headphones are the most effective, so that's why there's a lion on it.
Question number two of the high five. What is your favorite way to use cannabis, Nadia?
I'm sorry to say, but it's vapes. I know.
Why sorry to say though?
Well, only just because I love flower. I love using flower. I love using joints and everything. It feels better with the flower. That's why I'm saying. I'm sorry to say that, but.
Vape's nice. And you, what is that new pen you have right there?
It is Select. It's and in it is Maui Wowie. I wish I had my click pod with me because it's so cool the way that they have the contouring shape and the magnetic portion of it. But this is Maui Wowie, one of my favorite cultivars now.
Well, there it is. Question number three of the high five with our Medical Monday Clubhouse host, Nadia DeCourty, MBA. Craziest place you ever used cannabis or smoked weed?
I don't know.
Before I reach through this monitor and grab that lip that you're touching right there, you're gonna quit poking your nose back in, Pinocchio. I see you had it in your head and then you bit back. You grabbed your lip like, don't say that.
Don't say it.
Tell the truth, Snaggletooth. No one's listening, Nadia. It's just us.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah. Who's going to hear this part? So the craziest place that I've ever smoked is in a illegal state outside of a hotel in front of a cop car.
Is that really the craziest one?
Yes.
I was there.
You were there.
Oh, my God. You guys, I got to share the story. So we're out in Houston, Texas, and where THC cannabis is highly illegal.
Yes.
And Nadia and Chris Franchino, I'm smoking a cigar.
Yeah, I just remembered that part. Yeah, okay, keep going.
And cops were sitting there for whatever reason, dealing with something inside the hotel. And we're at a beautiful hotel right across from the convention center. So it wasn't like some ratchet ass whatever. It was like high-end beautiful. And these cop cars are just sitting there. And when I say right in front, folks, I'm talking, I could have flicked my cigar at it. Like, just, it was right there. Right there.
Yes. And the cop came out of the car. You remember?
So the cop comes out of the car. We're there, but I'm smoking my cigar. And these two knuckleheads decide to smoke a joint. First, Chris Franchino did, and Nadia didn't hold back. And I'm like, you guys are fucking nuts. What are you guys doing? They're like, well, you're smoking your cigar and the cop seems busy. And not only that, folks, that's the cop car that was in front of us. There was two other cop cars on the other side with more police around there. So it wasn't like, what about when they walked up on us, though? They walked very close to us and you guys got a little nervous. Actually, so did I, and I wasn't even smoking weed. Oh, God, these cops are walking towards us and they stopped literally like 4 feet from us. They were just looking at something else. And we're like, look up. Like, are you guys looking for us?
My back was to them. And you were giving me like they're coming. Oh, yeah, you know, that like, kind of eye movement. And I was the one caught with the last one. So what I do, I put it out in my own fist.
That's right.
In my own hand. And I was like this. Oh, he's here. And I did this. Just like clench.
Squeezed it like a marshmallow.
I squeezed it so hard. I was like, the faster I squeeze it, the less oxygen this fire is going to have, the less it's going to fucking burn. So I just like, and it died.
Is that why you bit your lip? Because you didn't want to tell this story of our person. That I think too, you said this is probably the craziest thing I ever did. This was a good one. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah. That was the craziest time. Yeah. Thank you. Well, you knew the story.
I was with you. Wow. This is the first time that I've actually been a part of a high five of somebody that's given an answer to it. That makes me feel special. Question number four, the high five, Nadia. What is your go-to munchies after you get high?
I think they were
muffins.
They're acai bowls, which were so bad. Only partake at nighttime, and then I'd get munchies, and then have an entire acai bowl, and then have another one. But no one tells you, unless you're Brazilian, that they're actually high in energy. Like,
so now you're tired, but you're not tired.
I was like, why am I awake all the time? Why am I not sleeping anymore? I thought this was supposed to help me sleep, but it was the thing that I was munching on. Those
are so bomb. They're so good with all the fruit and granola. Mm. And there's just one spot by my house that has those. I love them. Very, very good. Question number five of the high five with our Medical Monday Clubhouse hostess with the mostest, Nadia DeCourty, MBA. If you could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
It's really funny because I knew you were going to ask me that and somehow I was still caught off guard. I don't know why, but it's my grandma.
Well, but it's crazier when you hear it to be like, you've listened to it and you've heard it a million times, but why your grandmother?
She include like my grandmother, she had not Alzheimer's. Sorry. rheumatoid arthritis. She was in a lot of pain. And back then, even though I hadn't partaken in cannabis or anything like that, I was a big advocate for cannabis use because of my chronic migraines. And I knew that could help her pain, but it was illegal. But I would think it would have helped her a great deal if that was an available solution for her, to help her with a lot of pain that she was in, emotional and physical, being that she had her youngest son too, to a motorcycling accident when he was just 28, you know? And So it would have been amazing if she could use it medicinally, and if I could laugh with her, because she was one of the most, like, she was an angel. She's a land, like, earth angel, but she was one of the most fiery people I've ever met. She knew multiple languages, and when she got really mad, she would start, like,
yelling at you in Persian, Farsi, Spanish, everything.
Like Zhashti or like Turkish Persian, she'd start like dishing. And I, there was a point where I actually understood a few words, but she would have been, it would have been amazing to smoke with her.
How long has she been away? How long ago did she pass?
She passed in 2006.
Oh, and I can see the emotions still come out of you, which is beautiful to see. When I hear that about grandmas like that, or just people that have passed. And, you know, that being said, I want to share this story with people out there about this woman, Nadia. One of my best friends died that I've been friends with since fifth grade. And Nadia, you sent me a care package. And to be frank, nobody else in the world sent me a care package, period. You're the only one that sent me. I mean, I got a lot of words of, and not that it's better or worse, but it's just, that's the type of woman this woman is. And I just truly appreciate it, because from even our conversations that we had, when I even called you to say thank you and asked, why did you send me this? This is amazing. And you paid attention to a conversation that we had, because we actually had some like deep conversations in Houston, which was dope.
Yes.
And you said that you remembered me saying to you, my love language is food. And which then just made me think of like how, and then we've had deeper conversations after that, because you went through something that I continued to call you on as you were going through it. And I felt like that got us closer as well. Yeah. And then you sent me this, and it just meant the world to me. And I just want the people to listen that go, you know, this is the type of woman she is. And I just really respect you and love you for that. And it meant the world to me. And I mean, still till this day, I showed you some of the stuff that you have right here next to my desk that I'm still munching on.
And you don't know how much that means to me, because I do love you. I love the Cannabis Talk team, and I'm sad that I couldn't be there in person to help you out. I've lost friends too, but death is something I'm really sorry for your loss.
Yeah, well, no,
really,
well, you know, sending me little snacks and things to munch on was just a nice, just a good touch of something that was a not needed, not expected, unexpected, and overly appreciated from me, of like, you already went from high on my list to, geez, she trying to hook up with me? What's her problem? She got my heart now. Jeez, no. I'm married.
I just love and respect you. You're
I know, I'm kidding. That's why I'm like, I was like, geez, this is beyond love and respect. Geez, I don't know, what am I supposed to do now? I'm just kidding. I know what I was supposed to do. I called you and thanked you. And that's the type of person you are. But I'm have to joke when I go get to right. But thank you again, Nadia. And I just want to publicly say that you know, that was just, your heart is beyond you know, your beautiful looks, because your beautiful looks are amazing, but your heart is even more beautiful. So for that, I love you and I respect you and I appreciate you very, very much as a person. And I can't wait to see you again in Slap Hands, because seeing you there and you trying to come up to my room every fucking night, we're there too much, but.
Why won't you open the door?
Who is it? It's your housekeeping, I mean.
Housekeeping. Never worked. It never worked. He was too smart.
It never worked. I was like, go back to your room. Leave God me alone. Damn. From Michigan are crazy. These ones at the NBAs are too much. That all being said, Nadia, before I let you go, is there anything else that you want to share on the show or mention before we let you get out of here?
No, I just want to send my love to everyone. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to my voice, for listening this long. I love you all. Sending you love.
Well, and we love you. And for those of you that are listening, nobody else loves you. We do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.